Yo, what's good, what's good, what's good? This is Pharaoh's Corner with your host, Val the Pharaoh. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. First and foremost, I want to give a big shout out to Live Royal Management and Promotion because without them, it wouldn't be possible. So definitely big, big, big shout out to Live Royal Management and Promotions. So this episode, I'll be chopping it up about, you know, how I like seeing my people win, you know what I mean? Catch wins, how I like to see, you know, the people that I grew up with, the people that I know, my friends, my family. I really do enjoy seeing them win. And I think that's important, you know? So we're going to be chopping it up about that, amongst a few other things. My contact info, if you want to reach me, you know, I'm open for suggestions, opinions. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Val of Pharaoh. My email, pharaohscorner@gmail.com. So, you know, hit me up. You know what I mean? Please donate, subscribe to the podcast. My Cash App is Pharaoh's Life, $ in front of that. 50% of donations. I'm going to pick one of my listeners and bless their Cash App with half of the donations. So, and the other half is going to go directly into the podcast for equipment, travel interviews, and things of that nature. So, donate and subscribe. You know what I mean? Help me bless my Cash App. You know what I mean? So what do y'all think about the Tory Lanez being charged for the Meg Thee Stallion shooting? Yeah, like everybody else, I guess I have formed an opinion about it. It's a weird situation. It's fucked up. Anytime anybody gets shot or anytime anybody's faced jail time. Weird situation. You know, I didn't know they was really actually messing around like that. But it's so many, you know, twists and turns to the story. But what do you think? You know what I mean? Like I said, hit my email, pharaohscorner@gmail.com or Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, Val of Pharaoh, at Val of Pharaoh. Let me know what you think about that because it impacted the, like, hip-hop community crazy. Like, you know what I mean? People was going crazy over, I guess they trying to cancel Tory. Tory dropped the album. I listened to the album. I gotta admit, it was fire. Did you listen to it? If you haven't, maybe you should check it out. It was fire. He said a couple things. I guess he addressed a couple things after staying silent for so long. But he has been charged for the shooting of Meg Thee Stallion. And, you know, I don't know, for some type of involvement, allegedly. So, I don't know. What do you think about that? It's just crazy. Another thing that caught my eye is this. It's this. Did you see the crazy white chick that threw the dog at old boy? It's all over, like, social media, Instagram, Twitter, probably on Facebook as well. So this dude, I guess he's trying to get in this Benz. She's trying to block his way. Excuse me. She's trying to block his way from getting in the car or whatever. And she's holding this, like, little puppy dog. You know what I mean? A little nice looking dog, little puppy. So she's blocking him. He's like, yo, get out of my way. And she looks like she's all drugged up and high and all, you know. They call her the druggy Karen. The druggy Karen. But anyway, the crazy thing is, not only is she trying to stop old boy from getting in his car, she's all tweaking out, whatever she's doing, she throws the puppy at the dude. The puppy hits the ground. It's all like, meow, 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 meow. So he grabs the dog, you know what I mean? Surprisingly, and mind you, she's kicking him. She's trying to hit him. This dude's showing crazy self-control. Surprisingly, he didn't knock this chick's, you know, top off. But yeah, so he keeps the dog, whatever. But that was crazy. People was out here really losing their fucking mind. You just gotta be careful and aware of these people, and they everywhere. You never know, like, you know what I mean? Just be aware of your surroundings. That's just some weird shit, man. She threw the dog at him. Craziness. And of course, you know, we got the NBA finals. Today is it's gonna be game 6 of the NBA Finals. 3-2. The Lakers are up against the Miami Heat. Los Angeles Lakers playing Miami Heat. I just want to say, never in the history of any sport has any athlete been scrutinized, had more pressure on them than LeBron James. To me, my opinion, LeBron James is the GOAT, the greatest of all time when it comes to playing basketball. He's the greatest basketball player of all time, on and off the court. And I know a lot of people want to say, you know, well, Michael Jordan, six rings. Granted, not taking nothing from Mike, but if you look at the stats, if you look at the stats, rebounds, shooting, all type passing, LeBron beats him in almost every single stat. So my question to you, if you're a fan of basketball, or, you know, you're just up on what's going on, who's the better player to you? Who would you pick? If it was like, you know, y'all was about to play a pickup game, and the last two players to be picked was LeBron James and Michael Jordan, who would you pick? I know who I would pick. I would definitely pick LeBron James. It's just crazy how people really hate this man. For what? I don't know why, but I really feel like any time a black athlete, a successful black athlete at the top of the game, who's making great money, very wealthy, as soon as they have a voice, that's when they're not the people's champ, or, you know, there's something wrong with them. Like Michael Jordan, you know why everybody loves Michael Jordan? Like, now I'm not gonna say everybody, because people had to pay on basketball, but on another aspect, you gotta look at it. Michael Jordan was a basketball player, and really that's it. He wanted to go play a little baseball, but you don't really know nothing about Mike. He didn't really speak out. He got the dope sneakers, but he didn't speak out on politics, things that's going on in black communities, you know what I'm saying? So he was, you know, silent about his, you know, he was going on doing his thing. So we got LeBron at the top of his game, millionaire, making buku cash. But the difference is he's vocal. You know what I mean? He's out there doing stuff for the community. He built the school. You know, he creating jobs. He on the Black Lives Matter wave. You know, so, and he's so iconic. You know, so is Jordan. But like I said, it's the off court stuff too as well. But like I said, that's another song for a whole nother dance. But yeah, I would definitely pick LeBron if I had to. Yo, you guys gotta definitely disinfect your phone. The University of Arizona did a study, and they say that cell phones carry 10 times more bacteria than a toilet seat. Now, this is no bullshit. This is an actual fact that the University of Arizona did. They did a study on it. Your cell phone carries 10 times more bacteria than a toilet seat. So imagine you putting up a toilet seat to your face, to your, you know, your ear. And another thing, you wash your hands, but we don't wash our phones. And some of us, we come home, put our phones on our pillows, we put our phones on the beds, we give our phones to our children. Don't even disinfect our phones. You have to kill that bacteria, especially all this wild COVID and whatever else is floating around here. You know, disinfect your phones, laptops, tablets, all that. Make sure you do that. So, if you have ever heard this show before, you know how I like to do. Fact of the day, each one, teach one. I think that is very important amongst us. We definitely need to keep expanding our knowledge, even if it's, who knows, it could be anything. So, fact of the day, a study shows that people who fall asleep after sex are more likely to be in love. I'll repeat that, today's fact of the day. A study shows that people who fall asleep after sex are more likely to be in love. Well, what if you're just tired? I don't know. What if I'm just tired? What if it was really that good and it just wore me out? But I don't know. But according to this study, it shows that people who fall asleep after sex are more likely to be in love. So, when you and your sex partner have sex, do they fall asleep afterwards? Or do they go to sleep immediately? Or are they up and running? Because I know sometimes, like for me, sometimes afterwards I have energy. It gives me energy, and sometimes it drains me. I don't know. Or if I was tired that day, and you know, yeah, I'm drained. But I have had, Has him, yeah. That just puts you down. But I don't know. That's a great fact. Like, I think a study shows that people who fall asleep after sex are more likely to be in love. What do you think about that? Do you think this is true? Has it ever happened to you? Are you the person who falls asleep after sex? Do you feel like you're more likely to be in love with the person that's having sex with because you go to sleep? I don't know. Let me know. Hit me up. FarrowsCorner@gmail.com. Instagram, Twitter @ValorFarrow. Facebook, ValorFarrow. Let me know what you think. And we're going to keep this each one, teach one thing on moving along. Word of the day. Of course, I got to give you a word of the day. Tenacious. Today's word of the day is tenacious. You spell it T-E-N-A-C-I-O-U-S. Tenacious. It means to keep a firm hold of something, clinging or adhering closely. Tenacious. To keep a firm hold of something, clinging or adhering closely. He had a tenacious grip on his money. He didn't want to let it go. So I don't know, whatever you believe in, whatever your goals are, your dreams are, hold on to them tenaciously. I don't want to say tenaciously, but it might be a word, but we're going to just stick to the word today. Tenacious. Have a tenacious grip on your dreams and your goals and whatever you want to do. So that is the word of the day. Tenacious. I like seeing my people catch wins. What do I mean by that? Excuse me. I like seeing people win, like especially the people that I grew up with, or you know, the people I know. You know, just to give you an example, I have a friend, a female friend of mine, and I think she has like four or five kids, right? And I remember it was one point in time, you know, she was living like, you know, one bedroom apartment. It was her mom's boyfriend, you know what I mean? And it was like, you know, she had a little whip, but her car was just like fucking up on her. And she was just like, you know, cash was low. And this was probably, this was about 7-8 years ago, whatever. And she was just, you know, things just wasn't going right for her. But now, when I look at her, she has a beautiful home. It's nice and spacious. I think she has about like 5 bedrooms for her and her children. She's doing well. She looks great. She's been working out. You know, and I'm like, damn, I like to see that because, like, that's my people's. Like, you know, and that's my friend. I'm like, damn, like, I see where she came from. Like, a lot of guys that I did time with, you know, they came home and some of them dated. These guys are just turned up being great fathers to their kids. They got businesses now. I know this one guy never had a car in his life. He always said, yo, I want a car, you know. Now he got 2 cars. You know, I got a friend of mine. He's like, I don't know, he's about to be like a trucking mogul or something. You know, he keeps buying trucks. And I remember we was actually out there hustling together. We used to actually be out in the trenches hustling, summertime, fall, spring, wintertime, out there. Like, you know, and it's amazing to see the turnaround people do, you know. It's so inspiring. I'll be smiling like, damn, they turned up. Like, I don't hate or nothing, like, you know. What's another example? Another friend of mine. And we used to play ball together. We used to play football together. We used to go to school together. And why it's so amazing is because where we come from, like, any, it's a hood everywhere. So I'm not saying my hood is more hood than anybody, because it's a hood everywhere. There's a ghetto everywhere. There's hard times on all people. But, you know, I'm from Newark, New Jersey. If you know anything or heard anything about Newark, New Jersey, craziness, wow. Beautiful place, though. So I'm not just going to say all negative. But it was rough. And So we were kind of like written off, you know. Now, and this guy, the great thing about him, he didn't. It wasn't sports, or you know, it wasn't none of that. He wasn't even like the smartest guy. Just came from. He was in, you know, from the slums like we all was. And now, I don't know. He's like some corporal or some captain in the Navy. Great looking family, you know, he's married, has a son, and I'm just looking like that's what's up, man. I really like seeing my people's win. And it's not even big wins, like, you know what I mean? It's not even always a big win. It's I know my man, my other boy, you know, knee deep in the streets, never had a license in his life, always had good cars, you know, always rode around. You know, he had a nice car. He was doing his thing. But this guy never had a license in his life. And the other day, he posted up something. He was like, he posted up. He got his license. And that felt, for me, that was bigger than him winning the lotto. That's how I felt. I was that happy for him. It was probably equivalent, like, to him winning the lotto, or maybe bigger, because I know that's what he wanted, and that's what the win for him, for me and him, that was a win in my eyes, you know. And I was just like, you know what I mean? Had another homeboy, you know, got caught up in something, did like 5-6 years, came home. Now he's like a master electrician. You know what I mean? The comeback is crazy. You know, sometimes a setback only sets you up for a great comeback. But we should definitely applaud our friends when we see them doing well, or doing better than what they used to, or if they get a promotion, or they lost some weight. It don't have to be something major. But if it's a win to them, then it should be you should look at it as a win too. You should want to see them happy. You should want to see them in that new car, or move into that new apartment, or buy that house, or start that business. Because a lot of people now, like, I have a lot of social media friends too. And when I say these are some hustlers, man, they selling everything. I mean, cocoa butters, body butters, lotions, soaps, clothes, sneakers, hustling, like, yo. And I remember, and some of them, I remember they was like, yo, you know, I just, this job I'm going through is just crazy, I don't like it, you know, I'm not making enough money. Now I see them, they doing great, and they doing it on their own, you know, self-made, got it out the mud. So I'm like, damn, that's what's up, man. You should always clap and applaud for your friends when they win, you know, for anybody, you know. And you know what's crazy, though? Sometimes, you know, people applaud, but it could come off as hate. Or sometimes I think, you know, it'd be applaud with a hidden agenda. And that's what you don't want. If you're going to applaud because it's genuine, you're genuinely happy to see that person win. You know, but I really do like seeing my people win. Like, it's, you know, some of the people I grew up, I see them in the gym now, killing it. What? I know this one woman I grew up with, she's always in the gym. If you look at her social media, she's always in the gym, and she's killing it. I'm like, body on point. And this is no bullshit. She's really, like, doing it. I'm like, damn, that's determination. It motivates me. You know what I mean? And that's another thing. When I see my friends win, it motivates me, because I'm pretty sure, just like everybody else, we all had them times like, damn. You know what I mean? You feel kind of down or whatever. When you see your people's win, I'm like, damn, hold up. Let me get on my bike. That's what's up. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's never a competition. You know what I mean? So, no, it's not a competition. Oh, I got to win now because he won. No, it's not like that. But it's like, that's that motivation. You know what I mean? So, for me, I really do like seeing my people catch big wins or small wins. To me, it's all a win. Like I said, with something small as, like, getting a license. Never had a license, now he got one. You know, I know a homegirl. This is no bullshit. I know a homegirl. She used to be heavy, be chunky. Now, nothing wrong with being heavy and chunky. You know what I mean? I respect BBWs, they beautiful. But for her, You feel me? She, you know, wanted to lose some weight, you know, for, to feel better about herself. Yo, when I say the turnaround was tremendous, oh my God, I'm super happy for her. Really, I had to reach out to her, like, yo, I'm proud of you. You look good doing your thing. She eating right, you know what I mean, all healthy, hitting the gym up. She continuously hitting the gym up, you know. So I'm like, damn, that's what's up. That motivates me. Oh, you know what I mean? Let me step my gym game up, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta look at wins as motivation too, even the people that you don't know. You know what I mean? Like, oh shit, that's dope as hell that they just did that. You know? And I see a lot of my people's making music too. Good music. So I be happy about that. I see one of my boys I was locked up with, he just got a city job. I was happy for him on that. You know what I mean? That's a win. You know what I mean? To come home after doing the amount of time that he did. And you know, and he been home for a while, but he was patient. You know what I mean? And he snagged the city job. And to some people, that might not be nothing, you know, but for me, I look at it as a win for him. It's a win. I'm happy he got that. You know what I mean? I'm proud of my boys that he got that. And then you know what's crazy though? I even got some homies, some dudes, some friends that's still knee deep in the streets. You know what I mean? Now me, I'm not, you know, I'm not a part of that. But those are my friends. And they're doing well for themselves. Very well. For themselves, and I applaud them on that, because one thing people don't understand, when you're on them streets, man, you are your own security, you your own banker, you accountant, like you gotta do everything on your own. Like you gotta watch it back from a million things. It's a million obstacles in your way, and it looks good from the outside, you know, the cars, the money, the jewelry, you know what I mean? But you know, these guys and these women go through a lot of things, you know. So, but those my friends, you know, and I'm proud of them, you know, for being safe, you know, and handling themselves and in a way to, you know, do what they got to do. And they take care of their family and their kids. So I applaud that. I'm proud of them, you know. I got some homegirls that's strippers, you know what I mean? I got some homegirls that make OnlyFans, and I'm proud of them to see them eating, to see them doing well, you know, not having to go do some other shit, you know what I'm saying? So like, I just be proud of them, you know what I mean? And I support them as well, you know. All my peoples, you know, one of my peoples, she just made some sea moss gel. I was like, damn, that's a win. And she said she got like 757 orders or something like that. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. That's a win. I'm happy for her. You know what I mean? You know, I got a boy, he gets up now every day and he does push-ups and he walks. One of my other boy, he's eating better and he's working out now. So that's, those are all wins. So I'm happy for that, you know. And sometimes, you know, you just gotta reach out and tell your peoples, like, yo, I see what you're doing, like, you know what I mean? I like that, man. That's a win. I'm happy for you, you know what I mean? Because it feels good when somebody applauds you too, gives you that little pat on the back, like, hey, you know, I just wanted to tell you, you know, keep up the good work, whether it's your boss, your mom, your sister, your brother, your spouse, you know, whoever it may be. It always feels good to get that, you know, hey, I see you, keep doing what you're doing. It also motivates you to keep going. So that's what we want. So, you know, I don't be like, take your time up too much. I don't want to hold you too long. So I'm going to go ahead and, we're going to end this for now, but I do thank you for joining me today, and I'm really grateful for the love and support that you guys show, man. So, like I said earlier, feel free to leave a comment or a suggestion or whatever your opinion is, you know. Instagram, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at Val Faro. You can check me out on Facebook. At Val Faro. I'm on Facebook as well. My email, farrowscorner@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and donate to the podcast. My Cash App is Faro's Life with a dollar sign in front of it. So if you want to donate, like I said, 50% of my donations, this is what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to bless one of my listeners or followers Cash App with 50% of the donations. And the other 50% of the donations is going to go directly into the podcast as far as equipment, travel, and, you know, things of that nature. So it's all good. Yeah, and where can you listen to me? You can listen to the show. You can listen to the podcast on Spotify, Anchor.fm, Anchor.com, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Overcast Podcast, and Radio Public. So check me out on Spotify. I know a lot of you guys got Spotify and Apple. Not on Apple yet, but I will be. But go check me out on Google. But I'm definitely on Spotify, so subscribe. Pharaoh's Corner. Definitely my contact info, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Val Pharaoh, Facebook Val Pharaoh. My email, Pharaoh's Corner, Gmail. Feel free to leave a comment, open for suggestions. Shout out to Live Royal Management and Promotions once again, because without them, this wouldn't be possible. So I'm going to end this. Live Royal or die like a peasant. What does that mean? It means do everything that you do, from the time that you wake up to the time that you go to sleep, like the king or the queen that you say you are. So live where you die like a peasant. You already know. Act and treat yourself like the king and queen that you saw, that you say you are. So before I go, real quick, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you would like me to give your business a shout out, or your music a shout out, or you got an upcoming album, an upcoming event, or, you know, you want to make a public announcement, hit me up, and we can further discuss that. So definitely, if you need a shout out or something, you want to promote your business, your company, your product, your music, whatever it is that you're doing, let me know, and we can work some things out. So this is Pharaoh's Corner, and I'm your host, Vital Pharaoh, wishing you peace and blessings, health and wealth, and I am out of here. You feel me?